This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. We've heard a lot about head injuries among NFL players, but there's also concern about brain injuries among younger football players who are in high school. The House Judiciary Committee is going to be turning its attention to this topic. It's going to host a forum on head injuries in high school and college football in Houston today. Texas is one of only three states that actually has laws dealing with the treatment and prevention of head injuries in high school sports. Dr. Bennett Omalu joins us right now. He's going to be part of that forum. He's a forensic neuropathologist and a leading researcher on brain disease that results from the kind of head trauma that football players in high school suffer. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Are we seeing the same kind of severity? Are they getting hit as hard in high school as they do, say, among the NFL?
Well, the problem with high school football, it's the anatomy of the brain. Your brain is not yet fully developed until you're about 18 years old. And there are unique anatomic and physiological differences between the brain of a child and that of an adult. So the brain of a child younger than 18 years old is more vulnerable to the effects of impacts to the head, even the seemingly innocuous impacts. So you require less amounts of energy and less severe impacts to the head, which could result in more devastating injuries and more serious long-term effects in children.
So some of the things that they're talking about using in the NFL, in other words, as soon as someone has signs of a brain injury, taking them out, when they have a concussion, taking them out of play for 2 to 3 days, would those same techniques work in high school?
No, that is grossly insufficient. When you sustain an impact to the brain, is like an impact to the head will cause microfractures, F-R-A-C-T-U-R-E, like you will have a fracture of your leg. You have fractures of the skeleton of the cells. Take, for instance, if you fracture your leg, you're taken out of play for about 6 to 12 weeks. But if you fracture your brain from a concussion, you're asked to you're taken out of play for only 2 to 3 days. From the science, what we know, it takes the brain at least 3 months to heal completely from the effects of a concussion. So I've always recommended that in children, every level of football on the amateur level, from high school downwards, if you sustain an incapacitating concussion, you should be kept out of play the entire season of at least 3 months.
And how far does that go? Does that include college players?
Yes, college players, all levels. Well, not exactly college players because they are older than 18. Any player who is younger than 18, I think 18 years old should be our cutoff.
Okay, so as soon as they get into college, they can use more of the NFL rules.
Yes, but even the NFL rules, in my opinion, are still grossly insufficient. Players should be kept out of play for longer periods, and we should develop a cure and biomarkers for concussions.
Okay, Dr. Bennett Omalu is a neuropathologist. He's co-director of the Brain Injury Research Institute at West Virginia University. He's going to be part of a forum going on in Houston today that's from the House Judiciary Committee looking at head injuries in high school and college football players.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.